could get awkward. Wait.
Those are.
Wait, did you?
Sure. This could get.
Oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect.
Welcome to our 1 year anniversary episode. Episode 52.
It's pretty cool. Did you think we'd get here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's up to us.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think I had any doubt. I'm just excited. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, me too.
It's it doesn't cool. feel like we've been doing it for a year. That it's been really cool to go on this journey and kind of almost make semi-friends over the internet. Mm-hmm. People that we've never met before are actually listening to our podcast and give a damn about what we have to say every week.
Yeah.
So we had proposed the question, since now that is our 1 year anniversary for This Could Get Awkward podcast, to take a look back on this past year and have you share with us what maybe some of your favorite stories that we've shared in the past have been. So we actually got a couple of comments.
So the Bazinga Boys say that their favorite podcast of This Could Get Awkward is the one about, I'm assuming, Janelle's friend's poop.
You're assuming it's my friend? Because I don't remember this story. When I read this comment, I was like, oh, that must be a Sam story.
No, I think it was you, because in my mind, I'm picturing the woman walking down like a country road, having just shit herself or like need to poop herself or something.
Yeah. So maybe that was the episode. That was the one I was unsure about. I couldn't remember what episode that was, and I assumed it was one of your friend's stories, because you like talking about poop more than I do.
Oh, I did tell a story about a friend who I thought took a really stinky poop in my bathroom, but it turned out I was having, like, plumbing issues. So there's that one, too. You've got stinky friends.
We have another message here from Bojan, who we mentioned in our last episode, who is one of our major fans. So, of course...
Boyan.
Oh, is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah.
I suck.
That's cool. I just have a friend named Boyan, so.
Oh, okay. Anyways, sorry about that. This was his message to us about our favorite episodes. He says, Janelle helping her boyfriend take his pants off. That would be me having to untie the knot around his pants with my teeth. That was fun. And that Sam drawing a picture of someone who murdered a loaf of bread.
Yeah, that was way back.
That was a while ago. Boyan is a fan from a long time. Plus, he also mentioned our first kiss stories, which that happened within like the first 10, 15 episodes we did as well.
Yeah. Those are cute. Just to recap, I drew a picture of someone murdering a loaf of bread because I was quitting my job at a bakery. That was the note I left behind. Was a picture of murdered bread.
And our last message is from Saber Nas. He says that he likes the Kia story, since it shows how tedious car shopping can be, regardless of the person buying the car is a man or a woman.
Do that.
And I guess he also liked quite a recent episode where I shared about me and my boyfriend being outsmarted by a mouse in our house. Which was kind of embarrassing.
That was funny. That was a good one. Thanks for the comments and for sharing your favorite moments with us, people.
And I guess moving on to some of the questions and comments just about the show that you guys had to share with us, kind of course, it looks like we have two fans, pretty much. So the two people who did mention anything to us include another note from Saber, who says, well, I guess he just said that we have a great podcast, and this was his question. I'm not really sure why, but he wanted to know how we deal with migraines or headaches, or if, you know, we deal with them ever. I don't, so.
I do get migraines. I've had the one that makes you throw up, I've had the one that makes your body go numb, and I've had the one that makes your vision disappear on you.
What?
Yeah, they're not fun.
That's terrifying.
No joke. The one I had where my vision disappeared, I was in high school, and I was like a pretty important basketball game, and my vision started going, and I told my coach, I was like, coach, I need a sub, like I can't see. And they were like, what? You never can, because I'm vision impaired. They're like, okay. So they like subbed me off super quickly, and I like sat down and had some water, and I was like hoping my vision would come back. I didn't know what was going on, and it was just getting worse, fading into little spots of vision, and they didn't really understand, and it was kind of like an intense game, and so they put me back on the court, and I was like, okay, I'll do my best. I couldn't see it because I was losing my vision, but I remember hearing one of my players went on a breakaway and called for the ball, and without really knowing where she was or who else was around her, I just sent the ball to her, and then there was like major applause. So I guess she made the basket or the layup or whatever she was doing because I can see. And anyway, we ended up winning the game, but afterwards I was like, I cannot see. I am worried for my health right now.
So did everything look blurry or was it dark?
No, it was kind of like I was looking through, like almost if I was wearing a blindfold that had little holes poked through it.
Oh, straight up that movie that just came out with.
I was bird boxing it.
Yeah, you were bird boxing it.
How I deal with migraines or really bad headaches or getting sick is basically just Tylenol and sleeping it off.
Yeah. Sabird also mentioned if we'd be open to having guests on the podcast. We've only had one guest on the podcast, and that was my boyfriend, Adam. It's mostly just because we don't really have the setup for it. I mean, anybody who were to guest on the show with us would need to have just as good as equipment. I mean, you had to go out and you bought a microphone and headphones so that we can have good quality in our product. And I wouldn't want to have somebody phone in or have it sound like garbage. So that person would need to have it. We've also talked about having one of our other friends on with us, and she has access to good equipment, so it would be fine. But yeah, I don't know. That might be something in the future.
She doesn't know that we have a podcast, so it would be hard for her to guess.
Yeah. And I think we saved the best till last, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to read that message?
Blaine's comment?
Yeah.
This was like one of the more sweetest, nicest, cutest, loveliest things I've ever read in my whole life. But I read it after a very stressful plane ride. And it was kind of like a nice hug at the end of that experience. So Blaine wrote, "So I was listening to the latest episode of TCGA, and I did not expect to hear that. Just to make it clear, I'm not referring to old man butts or penises. I don't really know what to say other than thank you. And by that, I really mean thank you for everything you do. To some, it might be just another piece of entertainment, but to me, it is much more than that. Not to go too deep, I'll just say that sometimes it's hard to stay positive in this world, and listening to your podcast always makes me feel better. You are two beautiful human beings. I love your honesty, that you are willing to share with us your stories, and in some way your friendship. In other words, I'm really glad that the two of you got drunk at Christmas party and decided to do this podcast. Congratulations on your first year. I hope there will be many more to come. Question: what is the most ridiculous lie you've ever told or heard?" And then he finishes with, "As for my awkward story, I'm not much of a storyteller, and that combined with my poor English, I don't think anything good would come out of it." Boyan, thank you so much for your very, very lovely letter to us.
Yeah, that really means a lot. And I was so, you texted me immediately. You're like, "Oh my gosh, we just got the best message on Facebook." And I had to go over and read it immediately, and I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, so cute.
Yeah.
So for his question,
I'm glad we had some time to think about it, because I really kind of had to dig deep into my brain, because here are the couple of things I thought about. I try to be as honest as possible all of the time. I don't think telling lies is great. Like, yes, obviously I've told the white lies and everything like that. So if I have told a lie that makes me look really bad, I feel like I've tried to suppress it so much that I've just forgotten about it.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about it, and I honestly think one of the biggest lies I've ever told, or most ridiculous lies I've ever told, is something that I already shared on the podcast, and it was how I got my apartment here. I flat out lied to my now landlord, sent somebody else to go look at the apartment for me. I claimed to be them. And she met him, and I have still yet to meet my landlord.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's been about 4 months now that we've lived here, and we have not met the landlord. We e-transfer him money every month. And
he also sent a body double. He's hoping to never see you again.
I'm legit at this point thinking, you know, maybe we'll never meet our landlord. I mean, we text each other if we have an issue or a problem, which we did earlier this year about snow removal, sent photos and all that kind of thing. And he dealt with it and got the issue resolved. So we've never had to interact with him. And I don't know that we ever will. It's kind of really strange.
As far as relationships with landlords go, that's not the worst.
Because really, at the end of the day, like, he gets his money. We have a nice, safe place to live in. We're fine. You don't need to have that interaction. And he's probably happy on his end, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I honestly think that that might be one of the most ridiculous lies I've told. But what comes to mind for you?
I have two that come to mind. And one that makes me laugh and one that makes my stomach hurt. I got caught in a lie.
Oh, no.
Both of them are work-related. So I'll say the funny one first. This was the job that I had when we both lived in the same town. And at one point, my boss asked me to put together some PowerPoint presentation. And he wanted it to be, he was asking for specific like techniques and designs. And he asked it for it to be kind of fancy. And I was like, okay. I was like, I can do some of that for sure. And some of it I can figure it out. I'll just look it up or something and make it work. And he looked at me and he was like, you know, in your interview, you said you were excellent at PowerPoint presentations. And I was like, did I? I was like, well, I'm not terrible. And I just said I'll figure it out. So
what more do you want?
I was like, Jesus. So I thought that was pretty funny. I don't really feel like that was a lie because, like, who isn't good at PowerPoint presentations? Like,
me?
One of the oldest.
I legit don't even know the last time I did a PowerPoint presentation.
Okay. That's fair. I don't really feel like I lied.
Okay.
But it was funny. The second one, same job. So when I first started the job, I had to be trained to give a very specific presentation. It was kind of like a sales position. So I basically just needed to be certified to speak about these products that we had. And it was a pretty, they really wanted everybody to have a very solid handle on their specific presentation. And then from there, you can massage it and, you know, like make it your own kind of a thing. But they needed everybody to start at the same place. And my super boss, who wasn't in the same town, she was in Toronto, she would have me do the presentation for her remotely. And depending on how I did, I, you know, pass or fail, I'd have to try again, that kind of a thing. I had failed once. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, that's such a bummer. This isn't a hard presentation. But the first time I failed, I was so sick. I couldn't breathe or speak. And so it was very hard for me to be like peppy and engaging and that sort of thing. So I failed that one. And then I was like, okay, I'll try again. And so I practiced for a little bit. And meanwhile, I had spoken to someone who was part of the group of people training me. And she was like, you know, you kind of have an advantage where you're not actually in the room with her. And so you can look at your notes and lean on that a little bit more than other people might be able to. And I was like, yeah, that's a good point. So I go to do my presentation for her again remotely, and I've got notes taped up beside my head so I can easily glance at them and look at them. And so I'm going through the presentation with her, and at one point, one of my papers falls. And so I like pick it up, and I'm like, oh, just one second. And I'm like putting it back on the wall. And at the end, she's like, okay, that was pretty good, but I think next time, like, it's important for you to be able to do it without relying on any notes. And I was like, I didn't have any notes. I don't know why I lied. I think I didn't have any notes. She's like, okay, well, I'm pretty sure I heard paper at some point, but okay, whatever. And I was like, fuck, she knows I'm lying. Why did I lie? And I failed again anyways.
Oh, so I was no. Like,
that was terrible. And like, I, like you, like, I try to be very honest and I don't typically lie or anything. And so it was just like, why did I lie? I could have easily said, yeah, you're right, I had my notes out, or, you know, but I was like, no, I didn't. And she was like, yeah, you did. And he failed. So I was like, that was pretty bad. That one still makes my stomach hurt because I'm just like,
yeah. I actually just remembered kind of another lie that I told. So I have a YouTube DIY channel. And sometimes my DIYs don't turn out quite how I want them to, but I'll make them look like they turned out right. Mm-hmm. And there's one in particular that I can remember. Because for the most part, I will share if like I failed or like this did not work out for me. But this one, I had made it and it was pretty good, but it wasn't really quite going well. So what it was a teacup bird feeder. So it's essentially just like a saucer with a teacup glued onto the saucer, laying down, and then you would hang it from the teacup handle, and then you can like hang it from a tree or whatever kind of thing. And so when I made it and filled it with bird seed, it was so lopsided that it wouldn't sit straight. And there's no way in hell that the bird seed would stay in, or that like a bird would even be able to land on it. And I was like, fuck, how do I fix this? So I started gluing heavy things to the, or like taping heavy things to the bottom of it to balance the weight out a little bit better. And then when I shot the video, I just made sure that you couldn't see all of the things that I had taped to the bottom of it to balance out the weight. And I just made it look good. And I totally did not relay that information to anybody who was making that DIY. So that was pretty bad. And then after that, I was kind of like, Janelle, you should probably be pretty transparent and and not send people down some shitty DIY experience.
Yeah, you're like my plumber who's pointing at the full sink saying, like, see, it works. Does it, though?
So, yeah, I guess that's all the comments and everything that we got. And, I mean, I'd be down to do this kind of thing anytime in any of our episodes, so.
Yeah. Send us comments or questions anytime, please.
So I guess I'm going to share this story that I seriously have, I guess, some road rage issues. I just get really frustrated when people are being idiots on the road, I guess. And I really haven't had to drive all that much in the last couple of years just due to where I lived. There wasn't a lot of like long road trips or anything like that. And when they were long road trips, there was no one on the road to cause any road rage.
Everything you need is right around where you live. Like,
yeah, in the East Coast it was. And now I don't really drive my car other than going home, which means driving on some of the busiest roads in Canada. And that causes me a lot of road rage. And this actually happened a couple of weeks ago, but it was while I was coming back from my parents' place, and we're on a highway, and I was driving back, and we're trying to make good time because it is about, you know, we're on the road for about 7 hours, so it's a long drive. Mm-hmm. And people who are driving slow in the fast lane really fucking piss me off, because it's just a two-lane highway, so, or a, yeah, I think it was just a two-lane highway at this point. Like, I had two lanes to use. Mm-hmm. And this person's just driving clearly. Like, they're not passing anybody, but they're in the passing lane. And I'm behind them. And I'm like, okay, like, this is stupid. Yes, I can go past them in the slow lane, but that's not how you're supposed to drive. So I come up behind them, and I'm like, okay, they're not moving over. They're not moving over. And then I was like, oh, maybe I'll flash my lights at them a little bit. Flick my lights at them. Because sometimes, I don't know, maybe you don't realize that there's somebody behind you and you should move over. And nothing, nothing, nothing. And I'm just, I'm like flashing high beams at them, super hardcore. And I was like, okay, I'm in it now. I'm in a mission. I'm not going to give up this mission until I get this person to realize that they're driving like a fucking idiot and they need to pull over, or like they need to get into the slow lane.
You're supposed to live in the right lane unless you are passing.
Yeah, exactly. So I probably flash my high beams at them for, I don't know, a couple minutes, and they were not getting the point. So I was like, all right, whatever, fine, I'm done with this. Like, this is, I'm just going to pass them in the slow lane. So I pull over into the slow lane, and to make my point, I rolled down the window and gave them the finger while I passed them. And they didn't notice the flashing lights, but they did notice the finger that I gave them. So immediately they get super pissed off, and they come raging up beside me. Yeah. And it's cold out when this is happening, so I'd rolled my window up quickly, and it's two women in this car, and it's my boyfriend and I in my car, and they roll up so that they've like sped up now, they're beside us, and we're just driving like two cars the same speed in both lanes. It luckily it wasn't a busy highway, so it wasn't like we weren't in the way of anybody or anything like that. And they've rolled down the windows and they're screaming at us like as if we could hear anything that they're saying. And then my boyfriend and I just started going like holding my hand to my ear being like, "Oh, what's that? I can't hear you. Oh, sorry."
Oh my god, this is so funny.
And they're like, they're just, their windows are down and they're just screaming at us and we are just being completely assholes back to them. Like, "Can't hear you. Sorry. Oh, I don't know what you're saying." Like mimicking that. And so then they go like flying past us and it was just, I was just like, I couldn't help but laugh. I was like, this is fucking ridiculous. And so they go flying past and then sure enough, because I'm somebody who drives with cruise control on. Mm-hmm. So I've put my cruise control back on at the speed that I want to go at. And we eventually ended up passing them in the slow lane again.
Oh my God.
I was like, get out of the fast lane. This is not how you drive. And now you're pissed off that I passed you because you were being an a-hole. And like,
it's such a gamble when you throw up your middle finger because you're totally not anonymous on the road. Like, people can see you. You have a license plate. Like, you're not anonymous, but there's something that happens when you're driving where you just feel like you're invincible. Want to be in a situation like that where, like, lives are potentially at risk.
Yeah, I know. Definitely dangerous, and I would highly suggest against it, but I was enraged.
I was once in a situation, so I was driving on one of very, very busy, active freeway, and so people go pretty fast on this freeway. I was totally like going the speed of the flow of traffic. I was doing my thing, and then I turned on my signal light because I needed to change lanes. I checked behind me. There was someone like far behind me, and if they had been going the speed everyone else was, I totally had time to like get over without causing a stink or anything. So I changed lanes. But this person was going super freaking fast and then like pulled up behind me and then was like very angry that I was now in the lane, even though every lane had traffic in it. Like, it's a busy freeway. So this person pulls up on the shoulder to my right and comes up beside me. Yeah. So they're like bonkers. Like, you can tell this person is bonkers. They're like speeding so fast and then like get mad and pull up on the shoulder to yell at me. They roll down their window. They're like yelling at me. I'm just trying to focus on the road, but I do give them the middle finger. And then this person like freaking loses it. They like slam on their brakes to get behind me, go in, like come behind me in my lane, go to the left lane, like two lanes to the left to like speed up as much as they possibly can, then come back over to my lane so that they're now in front of me.
And oh my gosh.
Full stop, slam on their brakes. We're all going like 80, 90 kilometers an hour. And so I hit my brakes so hard at this section in the road. We're on a bridge. I might die right now.
Holy.
And so everybody else in the freeway is in our little area seems to be witnessing this. So everybody's slowed down and like backed up, and there's so much room around us because people just seem to be like, what the fuck is happening? So they full stop behind me. I full stop and thank God, like, don't hit anything or anyone. But I'm shaking. Like, I'm so rattled. I'm scared. I'm shaking. And I'm so fucking angry. Now I want to like murder this person.
Yeah.
But obviously, this is, I tried to not engage with people who were crazy. So as much as I wanted to like follow them or, you know, get their license plate or something like that, I just kept going on my way and like we peeled off from each other in different directions. So it was fine. But I was like, I was rattled for like quite some time. But I've never given anyone the fingers since then. That's not true. I did that the other day. Spencer suggested that instead of the middle finger, you give them the thumbs down. Because it's not aggressive, but it expresses your displeasure.
Yeah.
And it's also kind of funny. So, like, now we're, like, thumbs down people.
I like that, actually. I might adopt that because I think that that is definitely a much better way.
It's funny, yeah, because you're like, I'm still expressing that I don't like what you've done. But I'm not being aggressive. You're probably not going to kill me for this.
Yeah, they're probably just going to laugh at you and think you're super lame.
Or be like, you know what? That did deserve a thumbs down.
I like that. Much better, much better way to deal with road rage.
And I just finish it off with, I did just give someone the finger the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Spencer and I were driving. I was driving our sweet new car. Someone in front of us just kind of like, this is funny because it sounds like what I just did to that other person. But they like pulled into my lane really quickly. They didn't signal. There was no indication. And it was like, we had to brake like really quickly to not hit them. Because we were like just coming up behind them when they did that. So anyways, I was like, what the fuck? I was like so pissed. And then so I like drove around them to create some distance and that sort of thing. And then eventually they ended up behind us. And so I tried to give them the finger like in the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
And Spencer, our rearview mirror and our like back window are like super small. So he was like, probably nobody saw that. And I was like, fine. So I like open the sunroof and I like stick my hand up out of the car and I give them the finger that way.
Thumbs down, people, Sam. Your thumbs down, people.
I know.
It's just really frustrating because everyone should know the rules of the road. And if people followed them, there'd be A, less accidents, and B, just less angry people on the road.
Mm-hmm. Thumbs down. No middle fingers. Throw your thumbs down and be safe out there.
Do you want to wrap up our year anniversary episode?
Yes. Happy anniversary, Janelle.
Happy anniversary, Sam. And happy anniversary to all of our listeners who have been supporting us, whether it be since day one or whether it be since like a week ago.
We really appreciate it. And we hope you continue to hang out with us.
And hopefully there's some more interaction with us on our social media. You can get in touch with us on our Twitter. It's at TCGA Podcast, or on our Facebook, This Could Get Awkward. Or you can email us, thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com.
Enjoy your day.
Bye.